This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast to my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations to great radio stations all across America, as heard on the Genesis Communications Network, GCN Live, as well as on selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the biggest markets in America. And as well as a nice little mixture of leading independent stations dropped in just for good measure. And let's not forget, we're also on the Internet, too. Find us on radio waves in Germany. Maria's listening to us over there at Radio Gurana in India. Hello to everybody in India listening to us. And, of course, we're up on the Westwood One satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and, of course, Felix and the great guys and gals over there at the Bulk Mail Center delivering the mail, our FedEx, our UPS drivers as well. UPS is sitting down at the table again. We'll see what happens there. Now, suicide jockeys, of course, got to have them because they're bringing the go motion juice for us to go where we want to go. How about that? Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch radio show page. That's the Captain's America Third Watch radio show page on Facebook. Like us, follow us, and you'll be able to see what we're doing. The podcasts are over there. We talk about all the different events we have. And by the way, we're on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, and we're also on Twitter at Captain's America. And our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All righty, let's drift on over and locate that guy out there in California that's sitting there somewhere in the sauna bath. And that would be the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
All right, thank you, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there.
Now, let's point out to the folks, you're not exactly in the sauna bath yet, but you will be.
Well, that's right. We're looking for some of the heat to really start coming in as we head into this weekend. So today was about, about the low 90s, I think, but it's definitely going to be heating up.
How hot is it?
Well, it's hot, especially out in the high desert and through the Central Valley of California. They're getting the real heat.
Okay. Now, we got to mention something here. We're going to mention this and get into a little bit more detail in our military report. Let's see, in hour number three at the bottom of the hour. But more warships and Marines have been added to the Iran threat in the Middle East to commercial ships. And what we've done is we've sent another amphibious readiness group and the 26th Marine Expeditionary Unit into the Gulf region on board that ship, 2,500 Marines and all their equipment and whatnot. This is, for lack of better words, it's almost like we're planning a war, because now we've got this going on, we've got the Ukraine going on with the troops going that way. I mean, I just see too many signs of an impending war coming.
Well, that's very ominous, to be sure. And at the very least, they're taking all this very seriously of what's happening in the Gulf of Oman. They want to make sure that we can respond rapidly. Those F-16s, of course, were there for that very reason. It takes time for ships to steam into the area once they get the call. And we have to keep those shipping lanes open, especially when it comes to oil. So they're taking some pretty well-founded precautions.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned oil because, see, very quietly, we've been sitting here and we've been watching our oil prices go up. And our oil prices have gone up because, once again, we have seen the prices at the pump jump another 20 cents this week after they had started to drop down a little bit. And I'm looking at the wholesale price of gasoline, $2.76 a gallon. That's without the taxes and the transportation to get it here from the refineries. That's boatload, truckload, plane load, whatever kind of load you want. But $2.76 a gallon. So if you pay a dollar in taxes in California, which you do, you're at $3.76 a gallon with the tax before you ever get the other taxes tossed in there, and the delivery charge too. So no wonder you got stuff out there that's coming in at $4 and $5 a gallon, right?
Well, that's exactly right. $4.89 is what I paid for gas earlier today, but in some places it'll be easily over $5.
Okay. Well, I know that they're gouging when I hear that kind of a price based on what I just said. Now, while we're looking at got about 30 seconds here, I want to mention that the UPS company and the Teamsters are sitting down again to resume talks as the strike deadline draws near. It's going to be the last day of the month. They got until then to draw a contract together. Otherwise, that's it. The 340,000 Teamsters that work for UPS will be out on the street with picket signs.
Well, that's right, because their current contract expires on July 31st. They have authorized a strike, and it will happen if they can't come to some agreement. And imagine what that will do to shipping and all the things, and especially the online purchasing.
Well, FedEx can't haul it all. Neither can these other companies that are out there. And there aren't enough trucks on the road to haul what UPS will have sitting. Hopefully it won't be very long if they go to strike, but their strikes are generally not in terms of days or in terms of weeks long. So let's hope that doesn't happen. It'll definitely put the country in a reverse operation here. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as we move along the overnight radio hours on a Friday morning. Friday. Be right back.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Thank you very much. That's Jeff from Sarasota, and we appreciate him doing that for us. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. That would be none other than Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son combination team, doing a whale of a job. And I've been taking Relief Factor for going on the better part of about 13 years right now. And the reason I take it is because it works. Now, I take it as a preventative right now because my leg and my ankle and my foot has really gotten so much better that the swelling has pretty much gone away. However, once in a while, if I'm on my feet very long at a gun show or something like that, or if I'm doing a lot of walking, my foot will start to swell a little bit, not like it used to, and it'll start to hurt, not like it used to either. But when I take the Relief Factor as a preventative measure, the swelling will not be as bad, the pain will not be as bad, because of the turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that's in it, all natural ingredients that not only helps your body's natural response to inflammation and swelling, but it also goes right straight to the source of the problem to eliminate or even lower the pain that you're in altogether. And it works. That's why I use it. That's why I'm telling you about it. It's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. And get this, it supports a healthy response to the inflammation, decreases the discomfort you're in, and supports healthy joints and muscles. All the stuff you need to have. It's like taking a vitamin pill for the pain that you have. And it's good for you. Comes in little convenient individual packets, four little easy-to-swallow capsules in each packet. And it's only $19.95 for the 3-week quick start to get it all going. Now, you go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, and that's how you order it, and get it started, and see what it'll do for you. And Kyle Warren likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. Relieffactor.com/captain. Relieffactor.com/captain. 1995 on a 3-week quick start. Well, Mr. Kyle, Donald Trump, we don't know if he's going to be going to the debate coming up, the first one, right?
Right.
But on the debate, on the topic of the debates, he said Newsmax should get one and he'd be there.
Well, that's right. He seems to be gravitating these days towards Newsmax. I know he made an appearance with Sean Hannity on Fox, but former President Trump has not been all that happy, shall we say, recently with Fox News.
No, and it's because they want to get more alternative messaging out there, not just all about Donald Trump. Obviously, Sean Hannity is very much in the tank for Donald Trump. That's fine. No problem there. We all know that. But over on Newsmax, which is a little bit more middle of the road, in my opinion, they seem to do a much better job of bringing in people that, and by the way, there's a lot of people on Newsmax that used to be on Fox. Have you noticed that?
Yes, I have, as a matter of fact, yes.
Now, that doesn't mean that they jump ship for whatever reason. It means that Fox let them go, and they did.
Well, that's right. But, of course, Donald Trump probably should go to these debates only because, you know, it's a double-edged sword. He can say, well, these people are polling at, in some cases, he says 0%. Why would I go debate somebody? It doesn't do me any good. But the other side of that, though, is that you can be accused of saying, or rather of just not being confident enough in your message. You don't want to have it go and be scrutinized in some way. So to a great degree, he probably should go debate.
Now, I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. It's fair to assume that Congress is prosecuting Donald Trump without benefit of a trial, especially the Democrats. Is that a fair assumption?
Well, if you mean like in the media with their sayings and these kinds of things.
They are actively pursuing trying to do anything they can to hurt Donald Trump in the Congress of the United States as well as publicly wherever they're at. Right?
Well, in the GOP House, it may be a different story officially, but if you're talking
about... I said Democrats. Democrats.
Well, now, okay, Democrats. Well,
now,
course, yeah.
There is a way that we can fight back about this, all of us. You can get on the telephone and you can call Congress. You can call if you're represented by a Democratic congressman or woman. And by the way, one of the projections yesterday called for the pickup of 5 more seats in the Congress and 2 Senate seats. That was a projection that was in there yesterday by one of the long-range projections polling services. That could be interesting if that were to happen. And that was just as of right now. But these Democrats are scared to death that Donald Trump and the people that support him are going to come roaring back into office, which I think they are. I think the people have had it, Democrat and Republican and Independent. And what's going to happen here is the more ammo, the more fodder we have on our side to get rid of these lousy, progressive, communist, hardcore, don't like America Democrats, the more fodder we have, call them up and say, hey, if you don't change your tune, you'll soon be out on the street with a broom sweeping it because we're going to vote you out of office. Let them know that.
Well, they do take a lot of these phone calls very seriously because they feel that it represents, you know, one phone call represents a lot of people and how they might be feeling. Yes.
Yeah, well, what you do is when you call them up, you use the power of whatever it is that you are a part of. Let's say you're a veteran. Right away they go, uh-oh. And they know how many veterans there are, and they go, uh-oh. And then if maybe you're a union guy, maybe you're a Teamster, maybe you're a firefighter, International Association of Firefighters, maybe you're a cop, maybe you're somebody that works in, the hotel industry, and you're one of those people that have their own union, too. But you get it out there as to who you are and who you're with, okay? and they got this little box, and I've told you this before, they got this little box that they check, and suddenly they start to pay more attention to what you have to say.
And that's always the hope. I have a feeling that some of the more extreme members of Congress are probably not going to be as receptive because they believe in their message. They believe that anybody who's supporting the GOP.
Well, sure, AOC and the squad and people like that, and maybe even Nancy Pelosi, because they're pretty much in protected districts because of the numbers of Democrats that are in there. But sooner or later, that's going to come back to bite them in the you-know-what, because people can't afford to live anymore, especially in the big blue cities and the big blue congressional districts.
Well, right, and I think that's a big factor in all of this as well. The social factor is also, I think, different than it was 20, 30 years ago, that's for sure. So all this has to be navigated with that, because you got true believers in one form or another, and some of these external factors just don't sway them because, as I said, they're like true believers.
Well, true, but the true believers can fall by the wayside too and then go, what happened? We lost. Well, wake up. We'll tell you.
Well, in 2016, Donald Trump had a really good message, and that was, you've tried it this way for a long, long period of time. You haven't gotten anywhere. What's the harm in taking a chance on me as a different candidate? I'm an outsider, et cetera, et cetera. And there was quite an upset there. The only other factor now is that you have some people who have seen Donald Trump and they have simply made up their minds about him. It'd be very difficult to change their minds at this point, one way or the other.
Well, again, folks, I want you to remember that you have the power to pick up that telephone and call your congressman, even if you don't have a Republican congressman, Democrat congressman, a woman. Certainly they're the ones you should call and say, look, wake up. Time to stop prosecuting Donald Trump, and time to get paying attention with the program. Your ways aren't working. We need a change. You either change what you're doing, or that's it. You don't have a job anymore. We will vote you out. You'll get their attention because they're scared. They really are. They are afraid they're going to lose power. It's all about power.
That's right. And when they get afraid to lose power like that, they will definitely, to some degree, they'll really auger in and they'll try to make sure that they hold on to it.
We know they're going to try to cheat. We already know that. We know pretty much some of the things they're going to try to do. We may even know some of the new things they're going to try to do because they've been doing a lot of talking and some people have been doing a lot of transcribing and a lot of research. So we'll see who's smarter than who when they come back with all of this information. By the way, speaking of smart, we're going to take a break. Bottom of the hour, your stations get a chance to identify themselves, pay some of their bills. We'll be right back with more on the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA News Update. The record-long heat wave is showing no signs of letting up. Over 2,000 records have been broken across the southern United States from California to Florida since the first heat advisories were posted in early June. Forecasters are warning the heat dome is expanding in Texas and the Southwest, and triple digits could drag well into next week and beyond. Phoenix, Arizona hasn't seen a high temperature below 110 degrees since the end of June. Tiran Steinbeck, the Stanford University DEI dean who accosted a Trump-appointed federal judge during a Federalist Society event, is resigning from the law school after months of icy relations with the administration and student body. In March, Steinbeck and a mob of unruly law students disrupted a Stanford Federalist Society event for Fifth Circuit Court Judge of Appeals Kyle Duncan. Tim Berg, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
All righty, check them out, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. Google them, find out all about them. And I'm telling you, if they help me, they'll help you. Okay, back to the telephone lines we go. And we've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We're going to go up to the Mile High, up here to Denver, and here's Aaron from Denver, Colorado. Hello there, Aaron.
Hey, Cap, Professor of Politics, Jason Ardeen, country singer,
yep.
Comes out with a song this past May, and now all of a sudden, all this uproar trying to make this song that he came out like it was about lynching or or the KKK or something, which is, I listened to the song. It's a very good song. So it has nothing to do with lynching or the KKK or anything. It's just typical, we love riding dirty, broken down, dark side, dumb donkey ass. And then here's another moron, Charles Barkley. Gets up there, got something, he's drinking something. Obviously he's seeing the spirits, that night, makes a total a-hole out of himself, and supporting a fake chick that wants the morons in Budweiser uses for advertising, Bud Light, which was just completely stupid. Consider their clientele is 99.9% heterosexual. So I mean, that was just a dumb ad. And then you got Barkley going up there saying God bless this and God bless this and using the F bomb. I mean, where did he get such a filthy, foul mouth from, his mama? But anyway, Cap, Professor of Politics, a river dirty.
Probably from the basketball court. What do you think, Kyle?
Say that last part again.
Where'd he get his foul mouth? Probably from the basketball court.
Well, that could very well be. Very well be. As far as the Jason Aldean song goes, though, I seem to remember, Captain, a lot of times people on the left or liberals will say, well, if you don't like it, you can just have to change the channel. I thought that's how we dealt with speech that we just didn't like or some entertainment we didn't like, that kind of stuff, and maybe they could just change the channel.
Well, that's what I've heard.
Yeah, I mean, in other words, that's usually the way that it goes. But yeah, they have sort of latched onto this, and I think they're trying to make something out of it, but it's not working. It's actually making it more popular.
Yeah, and it is number one in the iTunes chart right now, and it's, I guess, number five overall in the country, but just a matter of time.
Well, exactly.
Yep. So let's go back here to a couple of little talking points. And right now, the Senate Senate committee approved legislation to impose stronger ethics standards on the Supreme Court justices, because they think the Supreme Court justices have been getting all kinds of perks and they've been getting free stuff and this, that, and the other. I'm not sure. I can't answer that. I don't know. Maybe you do, but you know, if they are, well, I realize why people give things to people. They try to get their point across. You know, they're trying to emphasize a point.
Well, right. I mean, I think this is all part of the idea of trying to constantly tear down the court or try to delegitimize it in some way, because every time there's a Supreme Court decision that the left doesn't like, it's all of a sudden, well, that's an illegitimate court. I mean, they say, but then when they get a decision that they would agree with, then suddenly it's not illegitimate. But again, the court's not about policy. It's about the law. Now, Justice Alito, we know, had, I think, a luxury vacation. Then you've also got Justice Sotomayor, but she had the thing with the colleges trying to buy her books, stuff like that. So they're trying to come up with these ethics things, but really, Captain, we've got one co-equal branch of government that's going after another co-equal branch of government, and that can be pretty dicey, I think.
Well, true, and we definitely know that, don't we?
Yes, exactly. And but again, I think it's all wrapped up in trying to sort of tear down this notion that the Supreme Court is the final word on what is constitutional, what passes muster in our system.
Very true. Now, the Washington Commanders, well-known football team, right?
Of course, yes.
They were sold for a record amount of money to a new group. For $6.5 billion.
That's right, yeah. $6.05 billion is a lot of money in anybody's bank account, that's for sure.
So who bought it?
Let's see here. I think it went, did it go to a, I think it's one of these. I don't have the name right in front of me. I'm looking for it.
Well,
right,
I'm wondering if Saudi Arabia somehow got into mix because they're trying to buy up sports teams in the U.S.
Really? Okay. Well, that's very interesting.
Yeah. Really.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. It's a franchise group. It's led by the co-owner of NBA's Philadelphia 76ers and NHL's New Jersey Devils, according to the league.
Hmm. Okay. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there, won't it?
Yes. Very much so.
Okay. Now, getting back into the mix here. For some strange reason, according to Red State, the U.S. ambassador to China, his email account was hacked by China as part of a targeted intelligence gathering campaign. Gee, I wonder if he had a TikTok account.
Good question, but it's certainly a very significant issue. Certainly doesn't help our relations whatsoever. Of course, you know, think what we will of John Kerry and so forth. The idea that we've been trying to see happen here is trying to ratchet down some of these tensions with China, and China's not biting on that. No way, shape, or form are they doing that. So to have this kind of revelation, again, shows that the Chinese government continues their full court press to gather information, assert their influence, and pursue their agenda no matter what.
Okay. And, of course, New York City is handing out flyers now, trying to discourage migrants from coming to the city, traveling north, saying that we don't have any more space, we've run out of space, there's nowhere to put you.
Yeah, they're actually saying the flyers actually have the phrase, evidently, consider another city. It's almost like a reverse advertisement. It's like, coming to New York City? Consider another city, please.
Well, I do a little payback if it were me. I'd say, go to Miami. It's warmer there.
Right. Try Los Angeles, you know, that kind of thing. But you see, here's the thing. When you have this kind of problem, and it's obvious, the political lip service to it doesn't fix the problem. In fact, the problem just keeps getting worse right before our very eyes. And now they're having to do things to try to deal with it when they were supposed to be the sanctuary city.
Now, existing home sales have fallen again. You're in that business. Amid the worsening supply shortage, what's going to happen here? I mean, a lot of things revolve upon the housing market. What's going to happen?
Well, it all depends on things like interest rates and so forth. You know, the sales of existing homes went down 3.3% in June from May, and that's not good. But now they have a very small amount of inventory. I think a lot of people are saying, look, I've got my, let's just say for sake of argument, I've got my 3% mortgage. I'm not going to sell my home, go somewhere else anytime soon. So you don't have a lot of homes on the market in that regard.
That's what it is, huh? Okay, I hear the music. I hear the music coming up here. All right, Kyle, hang in there. Folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch as we cruise along into the darkness of the night. But soon it'll be daylight somewhere. This won't be where I'm at for a while. And probably not where you're at either. All right, folks, we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time.
That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Keep dropping that plow, baling that hay, feeding them cows from the rooster crow till another long day is gone. Country on. Hey, big rig, keep clocking in miles, pulling that horn, making us smile, rolling that load down the road all night long. Country on. Hey, cowboy, keep slinging that rope, eating that dirt. Just don't break no bones, country on. Head barkeep, I bought another brown. Keep the neon lit in this crazy town. Just pour a little more, country on. Country on. Yeah. Country on. in anytime anything goes wrong. Country on. Hey soldier, wherever you might be, hats off to keeping us free. All our thoughts and prayers till you get back home. Country on. Hey hometown, keep throwing that ball. Raise them outside, hang a fish on the wall. They only stay a little so long. So love them up strong, country on. I say hey, hey, USA. We ain't seen our better days. Hell no, hey y'all. Country on. Country on. Hey Nashville, keep bending them streets, digging for gold, chasing them dreams. Keep on with your songs till the whole world singing along. Country on. I say hey, hey, USA. We ain't seen our better days. Hell no, hey y'all. Country on.
All right, that's Luke Bryan, Country On, and on and on. And, Kyle, you know, that song there, just like Jason Aldean, okay, when that first came out, they took a bunch of flack with that, too, because of the fact that they were praising, you know, the United States and showing the people actually doing something positive, and some of the liberals went after Luke Bryan for that, just like they have Jason Aldean.
Well, that's right. And, of course, yeah, there's so many people across the highways and byways right now doing those things like he's describing in the song. And that's positive things about America. There's no way to criticize that.
All righty, let's talk about the weather and let's talk about what's going on about you out there by you first. Go ahead.
All right, Captain. Well, we're looking at more heat advisories, of course, not just in the American Southwest, but up in southern Oregon, also in southern Idaho. So if you're on I-84, you're near Boise, Idaho, coming on through there to Twin Falls, Pocatello, you've got heat advisories there. Just south of there, of course, for Salt Lake City, excessive heat warnings going on, and a heat advisory all the way down Interstate 15 on your way into Nevada. Of course, right now, Las Vegas Strip at 99 degrees, was 100 last hour, so a little bit in the right direction, but not a whole lot. But, of course, heat advisories all through Arizona. Excessive heat warnings in southern Arizona specifically. California High Desert, excessive heat warnings there. Central Valley of California as well. Last hour we checked out Phoenix. I think it was 104. Now it's 102, but you get the idea. It's hot. In fact, a lot of people in Phoenix, we understand, are trying to save on their electricity, and a lot of them are trying to just sort of endure the heat, but that's not advisable right now. You definitely need your air conditioning. We've got, of course, an aerial flood watch. This is going to be in New Mexico. This is going to be in the Santa Fe area up I-25 towards Maxwell, so be advised of that. And a little bit of rain, of course, in the southeastern corner of Colorado, so be safe out there.
All right, well, speaking of rain, we'll start right there in, let's see here, Kansas, because in the southeastern corner of, Kansas and the southwestern corner, we do have some rain that's moving across the lower part of Kansas, right along the Oklahoma line, if you will, and it was over there about Amarillo, just a little bit east of Amarillo, but now it's reached Oklahoma City and continue to move east. There are some flash flood watches and warnings along with this system, especially in Kansas, the western part of Kansas. You've got rain. You've got flood watches and warnings there in the southwestern corner of Kansas. You've also got coming up out of Oklahoma, you got a little bit of rain right there on the line. With Joplin, and it looks like some storms are out in front. What it is there's a cold front hitting a warm front, and, of course, you know what that means. Now, looking at Texas, the eastern part of Texas, Texarkana south on down to I-20, but not all the way down to Nacogdoches. You've got some 100-degree temperatures coming today across this northern part of Louisiana. I-20 all the way across over into Mississippi, I-20 over there, including Jackson. Some temperatures approaching 100 degrees. Other than that, you've got a high heat warning all the way now from Midland, Texas, all the way across from Midland, Texas, and to Jacksonville, Florida, along the Gulf. We're going to have some 100-degree temperatures in the panhandle of Florida today, over to Jacksonville. And then the entire west side, the Gulf side of Florida tonight, all the way down to the bottom, all the way down to the Keys. You're going to have very warm weather, 100-degree temperatures, feel-like temperatures down there in South Florida, down below Naples, towards the Keys and over towards Miami, and over to the east across Alligator Alley, same thing, very warm temperatures there. Going up the east coast, we've got some thunderstorms and rain in Jersey and eastern Pennsylvania and part of Maryland, northern Maryland, so be advised of that. You'll be getting some flash flood watches in there, too. Up in upstate New York, east of the Hudson River, all the way from about Albany to Quebec, you've got rain. You've got rain in Vermont. You've got some rain over starting to come into New Hampshire. Certainly you don't need any more rain there, but it's there in Vermont coming your way. And that pretty much takes care of the weather there, Kyle. Tell us about the Pilot and Flying J, please.
Yes, folks, don't forget you can visit pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Find out about the largest truck stop and travel center ownership in America today. Definitely check them out, pilotflyingj.com. They bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report.
All right, now we got Denise Simon on the line here. I'm going to pick her up real quick because we only got about a minute here, but good morning.
Good morning.
All right, now, Joe Biden, Charles Grassley, Senator Chuck Grassley, went and dug up a 1023. We've been hearing about this. It's been out there. And suddenly more evidence has shown up, solid evidence, calling for or telling us what Biden and Hunter and Joe were up to by getting not $5 million, $10 million, $5 million apiece, and how they went about doing it from Burisma in the Ukraine.
A lot more detailed than the prior 1023, and this one actually tells me that based on Biden, Joe Biden as vice president, having the Ukraine portfolio under the Obama administration, there is nothing in there that tells me that Obama didn't know about this too. And this is beginning to tell me the reason why the FBI and the Department of Justice has really stonewalled this, because I think all roads lead to the Obama White House.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I still say to this day, Obama's running the show right now still.
Well, I mean, you can say that. I don't believe that.
Mm-hmm.
But,
it's by committee, but Obama's in the middle of this somehow. All right, here comes the music. Hang on. Folks, we'll be right back after the top of the hour break, and your stations get a chance to identify themselves and this, that, and the other and all that, and they're going to pay some of their bills, too, along the way. We will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Friday morning edition. Let's see what's going on. I'll be back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.